KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
Welcome to Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce. A melodic alt indie band from Phoenix is making waves in the Southwest and beyond. Mowgli and the Zonies are out with a new EP that comes from their gigs and cafes and bars over the years. And Dinette musician and poet Hetathli has a new album of beautifully dark songs with the affirming message, I'll be around. We'll hear from both of these artists about their new music right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Acclaimed indigenous chef Sean Sherman is expanding his nonprofit to Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Ruth Eddy has more about his plans in Bozeman.
So we've got ground elk, onions, delicata squash. We just chopped it up real fine. It's got sumac, cedar, and salt in it.
Chef Rob Ganeen with the nonprofit Indigenous Food Lab is grilling at the kitchen of Fork and Spoon in Bozeman. The social enterprise restaurant run by the Human Resources Development Council serves pay-what-you-can meals 5 nights a week, but also rents out its commercial kitchen.
There's no stress, obviously. You're not yelling at each other.
Tonight, the kitchen is being used for a pop-up dinner as a taste of what's to come in Bozeman, as Sean Sherman's nonprofit starts using the kitchen regularly sometime in the near future.
Our goal is to try and get food access to tribal communities all across the state, and that's what we're hoping to do right here in this building.
Sherman's restaurant in Minneapolis was named James Beard's Best Restaurant in America in 2022. Awamni highlights indigenous ingredients by removing colonial ingredients like dairy, wheat, flour, cane sugar, beef, pork, and chicken. Tonight's seven-course pop-up does the same.
Put a lot of artistry into the plating, you know, and just really take a lot of care with the ingredients that we're playing with.
The elk skewer is plated on top of a dark red circle of sauce made from currants, topped with fresh ramps and drizzled with a pine syrup, Sherman explains.
We harvested this pine, cut it all up, and then we're going to cook it down with some maple syrup and some water and just let it simmer for a long time till the water starts to evaporate, but it'll absorb a lot of this pine flavor.
Megan Vincent was one of about 80 guests at the pop-up. She's a culinary arts teacher at a high school in Lewistown. She said the food was amazing and the braised bison and wild rice flan were favorites. Already planning on how to recreate it in her classroom.
I really want the dessert recipe to see if I can make that with them, because I think the idea of making a dessert taste that good without using those standard ingredients of sugar and dairy would be a really great experience.
In Bozeman, I'm Ruth Eddy.
The next season of the PBS Kids show Molly of Denali will be the last for the foreseeable future. The team behind the award-winning show will stop working on new content. The show is widely celebrated in Alaska because it features an Alaska Native lead character and showcases Alaska Native culture. This comes as the Trump administration is cracking down on federal funding. But Alaska State Writer Laureate Vera Starbird, who's a writer and story editor for the show, says that's not the full story. While she and other writers knew the decision was in the works before the presidential election last year, she says they did not get the official announcement until recently, and says she does not think there's just one reason for the decision.
What I don't want is it for a show this great and this exceptional to be put into this very polarized political lens of it's X person that did it. It's this X action that did it. It's actually a lot of sort of typically television reasons. I do think funding atmosphere that has been tough for a while, political atmospheres, those all for sure contribute to the much bigger reasons.
This is not the end for the show, though. Another season will air, but PBS is not commissioning another season. Molly of Denali premiered in 2019 and was the first nationally distributed children's program to feature Indigenous main characters. The show won its first Emmy Award earlier this year for an episode written by Juno resident Hune Lance Twitchell. He and Starbird were among several Alaska Native writers who contributed to the show during its run. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Skugdash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods. Tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show. Support provided by First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach to meet the financial needs of Alaskans by providing banking services, loans, investments, and more to help shape a brighter tomorrow. Learn more at fnbalaska.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Sean Spruce. A new album by Dene musician Hitothli is an intimate DIY project born from a tiny studio in Albuquerque. He plays all the instruments himself, and the music is a mix of atmospheric love songs and Johnny Cash-style twang. Far Out Magazine says the album I'll Be Around finds the star at his most personal, and it is both crushing and captivating. And a Phoenix, Arizona band has been honing their sound in venues all across the Southwest for years. Mowgli and the Zonies are putting their distinctive melodic vocals and rhythmic indie music on a new EP that just came out. It's called Better Late Than Never. We'll hear music from both these artists in this hour. We also want to hear from our listeners, so please join our conversation with comments or questions by calling 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Joining us now from Phoenix, Arizona is Mowgli from Mowgli and the Zonies. He is the lead singer and guitar player for the band. He is Dene and Inuit. Mowgli, good morning, and welcome to Native America Calling.
Good morning, Yate. How's it going?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you on the show, brother. And joining us from Santa Fe, New Mexico, is Hitothli. He is a poet, as well as a singer and a songwriter. He is Dene. He's been on the show many times. Hitothli, welcome back to Native America Calling. Always a pleasure to have you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Sean.
You bet. You bet. Well, Mowgli, I want to begin with you. Let's talk about this new project. Congratulations. Better Late Than Never just came out. Tell us, what was the motivation for these songs, and where did they come from?
Yeah. So these were a culmination of songs that I've originally written produced between the age of 19 until about 27. Just been working, doing the 5-day a week, and then finally had the aspiration to finally have the confidence and get these songs on tracks, get these finished, finalized, and it's been a really long time coming, and I'm just really excited that these songs are finally out so people can hear it. And it's just something that I've been working on my whole life, and I'm really excited to work on the next chapter.
We're going to play the first track here in just a few moments, but I want to ask you for your name, the band name, Mowgli and the Zonies. Is there a story behind that?
During elementary to high school, a very close friend of mine's father called me Mowgli, nicknamed me Mowgli, and it just kind of stuck. And here in the open mic scene, you meet a lot of musicians, meet a lot of poets, comedians, a lot of people here that are just performance artists. And, when you go by a stage name, that's kind of what it sticks for every single time. And the Zonies, believe it or not, California, they call Arizonans when they visit during the summer Zonies. And my last name is Oni, and I kind of just kind of fused it together, the Zonies. And it worked out, Mowgli and the Zonies. And it's a very silly name, but it represents who I am and who we are. And it has a little ring to it.
Yeah, it works. It definitely it sticks with the listener for sure. Well, we're going to play this song here coming. It's titled Let It All, but set this up for us. Tell us a little bit about this song before we play it.
So this song is more of like a callback to like a reminiscence in any point of your life with relationships, whether it be, you know, someone that means love, you know, with a girlfriend, partner, or, you know, a family member or someone, and just kind of having like a falling out or, you know, a separation, and kind of just letting it all go and starting again, even though that there was kind of like bad experiences, good experiences, you know, in between. And it's the whole album itself, actually, is just more of like a heartbreak and finding love within yourself and then finding love with others after you love yourself. That theme kind of carries with every single track. But Let It All is kind of like the first track that kind of opens you up, you know, to what you're getting into, the experience and all.
Well, let's take a listen. That is Let It All by Mowgli and the Zonies. And Mowgli, I just love your guitar playing. I can just really, really like the way you hit those notes. Tell me more about the other members of your band.
Yeah. So on the recordings, the lead guitar that you're hearing is my little brother, Elias. And him and I were doing open mics together a couple of years ago. And that's kind of how we kind of resurrected the Zonies. And I tried to like go through a solo, then went back to the Zonies, and back to a solo, then back to the Zonies. But these tracks that you hear, my little brother pretty much just came up to the plate, took what I had, the blueprints of the songs, and just made it his own. And it's very bluesy, very, you know, melodic. And it blends so well with what I had crafted. And it's really nice when it's your own family member that understands your music and just, you know, adds so much more, not only like just to the sound, but just the complexity, like something so simple, but something that just like resonates like really well, not only with the lyrics, but also the guitar. You know, the guitar can mm-hmm. sing, and my brother definitely makes it sing louder than mine, my vocals alone, so.
yeah, for sure. He can really play. Now, do you use the same musicians when you play live or in the studio, or do you change it up a little bit?
Yeah, I change it up right now. So there was a crossroads recently, and there's two members that were on the recordings that I have been playing with recently, about like up for a couple months up until then. They're both in their own like projects and solo projects, and also in three other projects, let alone just, you know, mine. And this was actually a solo project, and it was kind of an idea of a collective. That's kind of how it first started off. And then having my brother come in, it was kind of solidifying it. Well, we're a band. But now that everyone's going their own direction, and it's very fortunate. It's something that I feel like when they've joined, I knew it was going to come to a point where, you know, they're going to want to pursue their own means, not going to have the availability. And that's something that I've struggled with throughout, you know, my whole life. And just solidifying musicians is, you know, with their schedule, everyone has their own, you know, lives and everything like that. But the friends that I do have that come up to the plate that want to, you know, jam, it's always a blessing. So there is a rotation of members, but no one's, once you're a zony, you're always a zony, is the way I look at it, honestly.
Now, your younger brother is, he's a big part of your music. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Yes. My sister actually played piano, and keyboard, like classical piano. And I was very, you know, in awe because she was playing like, you know, like crazy, you know, Moonlight Sonata and Beethoven and all that. And it just hearing her play for hours, trying to get it right and correct. And it was actually my my stepbrother who played guitar. And I went over to his house for a weekend and he showed me how to read tablature. And the first song, believe it or not, and hopefully no one listening can, you know, give me a hard time, but my first song that I learned ever on guitar was Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, and then Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. So those were the first two songs that I learned by tablature, and he taught me how to read tabs. So it kind of just, you know, once I figured out, well, this is cool, like the zeros, you know, open E, and so you kind of just build up this passion and just this curiosity. And until this day, I'm still learning. You know, I forget scales, but I remember how to do them again. And it's just all the part of the game.
Mowgli from Mowgli and the Zonies kicking off our conversation here today on Native America Calling. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more with Mowgli about the new EP, Better Late Than Never. And we're going to hear some more tracks as well. And for any listeners who would like to join the conversation, maybe you've seen Mowgli and the Zonies in concert, maybe you listen to their tracks, maybe they're on your playlist, give us a call. Tell us what you love about the band. 1-800-99-NATIVE. 1-800-99-NATIVE. That'll connect you with our studio in Albuquerque, New Mexico. John Tetpon may be the only Pulitzer Prize winner who is also a master ivory carver. The Inupiaq journalist working for the Anchorage Daily News, the Anchorage Times, and Inland Country Today was just recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts. He is our native in the spotlight on the next Native America Calling.
Support from Dartmouth College hosting its Tribal Leadership Academy July 28th to August 2nd in New Hampshire. Up to 25 new or appointed tribal government leaders and a group of experienced presenters will consider intergovernmental relations, economic development, health care, natural resources, and tribal law and order. Dartmouth College will cover the travel and attendance costs. Application available at dartmouthtriballeadershipacademy.com. Application deadline is May 16th, 2025.
We don't ever talk into truth.
thank you for tuning in today to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. And right now we're talking about new music with Mowgli from the band Mowgli and the Zonies. You can join this conversation. Just call us at 1-800-996-2848. That's 1-800-996-2848. And Mowgli, I want to ask you about the album art for Better Late Than Never. There's a line drawing of a crescent moon with an eye. What do you want people to know about that?
Yeah, so that was artwork originally drawn by Tanea Bahi. And they're a phenomenal artist. They also do jewelry. Go check them out. Good shout out. However, the theme of that was followed to a single that I released entitled Starlight. And it's on, you know, all of our, you know, wherever you stream your music, we're there. But that's kind of like our a one-hit wonder, if you will. and that's kind of like, if you see in the name, there's like little twinkles of stars. But it's kind of like just capturing that atmospheric, you know, energy from the song. And so right when you see it, you understand like, wow, like just this is original all around, you know, like music, art. All Navajo made for the moon. So I really liked it. It's also on my guitar, on my guitar amp. There's a Z that's the same Z that co-inlines with the moon. So if you see us live, you'll see a little Easter egg to the art, to the amp.
All right. Well, I want to ask you more about your live shows, but let's listen to another track first. This song is titled Cheeseburgers. Set it up for us again.
Yeah, Cheeseburgers. This is like the peak in the EP. This is like the song where you're getting over the hump. And it's kind of like solidifying you as a person, as an individual, and saying like, you know, enough is enough. And I know who I am, and I know what you are, and I'm going to walk out that door. And yeah, it's a really good song. It's a really good self-healing and powerful song.
We'll play it now.
It's hard to imagine.
That was Cheeseburgers by Mowgli and the Zonies. And Mowgli, that song, you just can't help but listen to that song and smile and tap your foot. It's just such a feel-good. The title, Cheeseburgers, what's the connection there? What does that mean exactly, Cheeseburgers, in relation to this song?
It was also like a pseudonym for a previous ex, and it was kind of like a name drop, just to the Cheeseburgers was originally supposed to be named Best Served Cold, and the band, the rest of the guys were just like, no, we got to keep Cheeseburgers. So I'm like, all right, I guess it's Cheeseburgers.
So somewhere out there, there's somebody who's listening to that song and, hey, he's singing about me, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, tell me more about your live shows, because I know you're a big hit with live audiences. What do you attribute that to?
Before I got into shows, I was an open mic host at Jobot Coffee and Cafe. They're here in Roosevelt Row, historic Roosevelt Row in downtown Phoenix. And they've been a staple for the open mics that I've been hosting there before the pandemic, and then shortly a little bit after the pandemic. But I just developed these social skills and just talking to other musicians and networking with other people. And you could definitely kind of feel that, within the music and just cutting in between. I talk, I joke, I'm just a big old goofball, and there's no hiding it or denying it. And it's just all about connecting with, whoever shows up, because if no one shows up, awesome. If just one person shows up, amazing. So either way, we're still going to have fun.
Yeah. You're going to put it out there regardless of the size of your audience. Listening to your music, you can hear remnants of Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Pixies, maybe REM, but you have a very distinctive vocal sound and instrumentation. What do you listen to there in Phoenix that makes you want to sit down and write music?
For my vocals, I love Alabama Shakes. The lead singer from there, Brittany Howard, was probably one of my greatest inspirations. Just the power, and you can feel just every chord being struck in her body. And that, I wanted to catch, something within me, because I feel that. I feel like I can feel how she's hitting those notes. I feel how she's projecting those notes, how she's, vocalizing with her mouth, transferring that into my own, how am I going to express myself? And, also with Amy Winehouse and Nipalm from Hiatus Coyote, and Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. So you kind of see all of these elements that I just look up to, and vocally, and I just try to not only inspire to do so, but, just try to do my best to make sure that that's what I want you to, kind of receive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's working. It's working big time. Mowgli, we're going to play another track. This one's titled Maybe. Let's let our listeners hear it.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I just want to make sure. Okay.
Crazy lately, you've been running through my
That was Maybe by Mowgli and the Zonies. Mowgli, another great track. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you've got other things you got to do today. So appreciate you taking the time and sharing your talents with our listeners, okay?
No, thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners. And shout out to Hatali and everyone that's listening. You know, stay blessed, stay hydrated. Love you. And yeah, until next time, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care of yourself. All right, listeners, if you'd like to join the conversation, we've still got the phone lines open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. If you are a music fan, if you're familiar with our artists on the show today, Mowgli and the Zonies and Hatali, you can call in with a comment, a question, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Our second guest on the show, Hatali, he is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's a friend of the show here at Native American Calling. He comes on the show quite a bit. And Hatali, I want to say hello again and thank you for joining us. And people who know your work will find some familiar sounds on this new album of yours. You have songs with layered instruments and reverb, and you've got these echoey vocals. But help our listeners out a little bit. How do you describe your style to people who've never heard your music before?
I don't know. It's always changing, I think. And so it's hard to come up with a genre or something. Because people ask me that sometimes, but I try my best to sort of just divert to something else because I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear it. We're going to play the first song here for our listeners. It's titled Wait For You. Tell us a little bit more about this song, though, before we play it.
Well, all of these songs are made about this girl that I really liked. And so, yeah, they're pretty simple. There's not really anything like profound about them. You know, it's just about liking a girl and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is another person out there who might be listening right now and thinking, yeah,
oh, I remember. Oh, God, that. I hope she is not listening.
Right. Well, let's listen to Wait For You by Hatali. That is Wait For You on the album I'll Be Around by Hatali. And Hatali, I like this sound. This is, it's got that, again, that echoey kind of vocal melody and just a lot of background to it. How did you create that sound? And tell me a little bit more about the studio that you recorded it in.
Well, when I was making those songs, a friend of mine gave me a cello, and I'd never played cello before, so I taught myself how to play that. And I also got a lap steel for the first time, too, and a violin as well. And so I learned all of these instruments. And so these songs are basically, the way I see it, like a documentation of me learning these new instruments and putting them to real work. But as far as the studio itself goes, it was just some kind of little shed up in Knob Hill. It was behind some of my friend's house. It was pretty small, man. And there was only like one light bulb. And it would get pretty hot in the summer and pretty cold in the winter.
Knob Hill. And that's that little neighborhood there in Albuquerque, not too far from the Native America Calling studios, just east of the University of New Mexico campus. For our listeners who might not be familiar with Albuquerque, we have Hitathli on the show right now. He's talking about his new album, and we're going to take another short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more, and we're going to listen to some more tracks. So stay with us. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-99-NATIVE.
Challenges to societal harmony abound. Trauma, depression, addiction. In Native communities, these challenges affect nearly everyone. The Native American Social Work Studies Institute educates social workers for careers to address the needs of Native communities. You can be part of the solution as a peer support worker, community health worker, or a counselor with culturally relevant training from the Native American Social Work Studies Institute. Info at online.nmhu.edu. New Mexico Highlands University supports this show. Did you know that one person can save up to 8 lives and heal dozens more through the gift of organ and tissue donation? Give hope to thousands of people across the U.S. waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Learn more about the power of organ, eye, and tissue donation with Life Center Northwest, the organ procurement organization serving all of Alaska, at lcnw.org. That's lcnw.org. Support provided by Amerind. Amerind is 100% tribally owned and partners with tribes and their businesses to provide affordable commercial insurance coverage, protect tribal sovereignty, and strengthen Native American communities by helping to keep dollars in Indian country. Information about property, liability, commercial auto, and workers' comp available at Amerind.com. That's AMERIND.com. Support provided by Alaska Growth Capital. The Aleut Marketplace is now open. Aleut Corporation shareholders and registered descendants are eligible. Applications are available at alaskagrowth.com under Marketplace. Support for this program provided by ConocoPhillips Alaska, operating in Alaska for more than 50 years and valuing the opportunity to partner with Alaska Native communities.
We're glad you're with us today on Native America Calling. We are making recommendations to your Native music playlist. We're talking with Hitathli, a Diné artist from Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. Maybe you're a musician yourself and you're feeling inspired listening to our music on the show today. Give us a call. Tell us how you're feeling, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Hitathli, you've got a bit of a new sound on this record. It has the Johnny Cash, Robert Gordon kind of sound to it a little bit. I know that boom chicka guitar sound that I'm familiar with. I grew up with that kind of music myself. Tell me a little bit more about how you get your creative inspiration and some of the sounds you get, especially with the guitar.
Wait, what was the question?
Where you get your sound. In your inspiration, like especially like with the Johnny Cash and Robert Gordon type of
yeah time. Like names
yeah
I listened to a lot of I used to listen to a lot of KTNN and KGAK when I was little, and let's play a lot of old country music, mm-hmm. and a lot of Waylon Jennings. I want to ask you, how do you know how to say my name? Did I teach you how to say it?
I think you might have, and then I get it written out phonetically. Uh-huh. Am I saying it right? I just want to make sure I'm saying it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're saying it right, which is like crazy, because okay. I don't remember teaching you how to say it. Because okay. I think I might change my name, dude, because people don't say it right. And so, I don't know. I'm weird.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, brother, because we do a lot of shows, and I've been told before, hey, you got to work on when you pronounce Navajo words, you got to work on it a little more. You're not always saying them correctly. So I'm a little self-conscious sometimes when I have to say words in Navajo. So I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It makes me feel good.
You're not saying it the Navajo correctly, the Navajo way, but you're saying it correctly the way everybody says it. So there's three ways of saying it. There's Hatali, which is like, that's when I know that people have no idea, like, what is happening. And then Hatafli is pretty standard. Like, that's the people who know who I am and, like, my friends and stuff. But if I'm on the res, people will say Hatafli. And so there's three ways. I don't know. I think it's too complicated, dude. I think I'm going to change my name.
Well, that third version, the Navajo pronunciation, yeah, you gotta know your stuff. You gotta really know Navajo to pronounce that. Yeah, this is cool. Well, what do you say? Can we play Somebody Else Has My Baby? And can you tell us a little bit about this song before we cue it up?
Yeah, this is a country song. I think this is the first country song I ever made, and so. Yeah, I tried to put as much truth and heart into it, because I feel like that's what real good old country music is about. You know, it's like happy sounding, but the lyrics are pretty like messed up. And so that's what I wanted to do with this song.
All right, let's hear it.
With your man, with me, I know I done you wrong. Just let me try. Everything's alright.
Somebody Else Has My Baby from the album I'll Be Around by Hatatli. And Hatatli, you talk a lot about Albuquerque recording music in Nob Hill, and I know that you live down in the Old Town area. And what do you like best about Albuquerque and just being part of that whole community and scene?
I don't know, dude. It's like kind of weird. It's cool. I like it when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
The people are pretty cool. I've gotten to know a lot of the songwriters around town, and there's a nice little community of other artists. And, you know, really fat, I think something about Albuquerque brings out a certain kind of goodness in the songwriters that are in Albuquerque.
What are some of your favorite venues to play in Albuquerque?
Well, I always go to Sister Bar, even if I'm not like playing there, just to like go drink there. So I like playing there. Broadway, 606 Broadway studio is pretty cool. That's always a fun time. I'm trying to think where else, man.
Do you play around Old Town?
I would say Launchpad, but I don't really like playing Launchpad, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like kind of the downtown scene. What about there in Old Town? Are there venues down there where you can play?
I don't think so. Old Town's kind of weird, dude. It's like Santa Fe. It's like kind of creepy.
Mm, kind of touristy. Kind of got, yeah, kind of the old school vibe. Well, we're going to play another track here in just a minute. And I just want to comment here. You have 14. You always seem to give a lot to your audience. You know, what goes into putting this so many songs on a single project? What does it take just to record that many songs and put them all together, sequence them and all? It must be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Like, why do I do it?
Well, just what is, I mean, like, how long does it take to put together 14 songs on an album?
It depends. It depends on your sort of your motive. For this one, this is the first independently recorded album I've done in maybe since I was in like high school. So this one took not a long time. But that was the whole point behind this album, was that I also just didn't really want to do studio work. I just wanted to go back to where I started from, which is just recording on my own and messing around. And so that, it didn't take long. It took maybe like a couple months to make all those songs and more. I mean, the songs on the album are probably only maybe like a fifth of all of the songs that I recorded in that 2 month time span. So those are just the ones that I picked out and I thought worked well with one another.
Well, let's listen to another one. This one is titled Seem Alive. And we're going to play the whole song. Here it goes.
Thank you.
That was Seem Alive from the I'll Be Around album by Hitothli. Seem Alive. Hitothli, tell us a little bit more about this song and what inspired it.
I totally forgot about this song, dude. This song is different from all the other ones because it was written way after. This was the only song of the album that was not written along with the other songs in sort of in the same time. And so, I don't really know about the lyrics for this one. When I make songs, sometimes I'll just mumble along with the instrumental until words start coming out. And even the words don't really start mean anything, like kind of like Cocteau Twins like style. But I don't want to do that, and so I end up making words, like making them mean something, and then applying it to the song. And so that's how this one came about.
Do you remember if you recorded this one in that little one light shed there in Knob Hill?
No, I did not. I recorded this one in my apartment.
Got it.
This is the only song. This is the only song in the album that does not have acoustic drums. It's a drum machine.
Mm. You mentioned earlier about learning how to play cello and learning how to play violin. I mean, can you just pretty much pick up an instrument and just start playing it and practice and just have that gift that you can pick it up really quickly like that, a wide range of instruments? Because I've tried to play instruments my whole life, and I just can only get so far with them.
I think it depends on what instrument. Like cello and lap steel, they're relatively easy because, for one, cello is very simple. If you already know how to play the guitar, it's kind of the same concept. And then lap steel, if you set it to a certain tuning, then it like sounds good no matter where you play it on the fretboard. And so I think it entirely depends on what instrument, because like brass instruments, I cannot figure out at all.
All right. Hitothli, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Best of luck going forward. Okay.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me back. I didn't think you guys were going to have me back. I thought I said a bad word last time.
You're good, brother. You're good. You're all good. Thank you so much, our guests today, Hitothli and Mowgli. We'll be back Monday to talk with Native in the Spotlight, John Tetpun. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Andy Murphy and Sol Traverso are our producers. Joe Thompson is our UNM local news fellow. Marino Spencer is the engineer. Sho McPolin is the digital producer. Nola Daves Moses is the distribution director. Bob Peterson is the network manager for Native Voice One. Clifton Chadwick is our National Underwriting Sales Director. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor for National Native News. Charles Sather is our Chief Operations Officer. The President and CEO of Quantic Broadcast Corporation is Jacqueline Salee. Have a safe weekend. I'm Sean Spruce.
This program is supported by AmeriCorps Vista. Through service with AmeriCorps Vista, you gain valuable professional experience and leadership skills while helping organizations in your community alleviate poverty. Find a service opportunity at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista today. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. Support provided by Amerind. Amerind is 100% tribally owned and partners with tribes and their businesses to provide affordable commercial insurance coverage, protect tribal sovereignty, and strengthen Native American communities by helping to keep dollars in Indian country. Information about property, liability, commercial auto, and workers' comp available at Amerind.com. That's AmeriND.com. Thank you.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.